Now, you look at the Houston Texans, and this was a team that was on the cusp of making the postseason last year, and they were hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, another team that was on the cusp of hosting, of making the playoffs last year. And this was a 1 o'clock start, but unfortunately for the fans in Houston, the Kansas City Chiefs were the team that was wide awake at the opening kickoff while the Texans were stuck in the mud. Before you knew it, Kansas City was up 14-0 in the first quarter, and this was after quarterback Alex Smith connected on a pair of touchdown passes to tight end Travis Kelce. Now, it was 27-9 in favor of Kansas City at the half before Houston finally got it going in the fourth quarter when quarterback Ryan Mallett, who took over for Brian Hoyer, connected with wide receiver Duke Hopkins on an 8-yard pass to make it 27-15. And then the Texans would connect on their 2-point conversion and make it 27-17. Now, a Randy Bullock 47-yard field goal late in this one would make it 27-20, but the Texans were unable to stop the Chiefs' offense, and Kansas City would go on to win this one today by the score of 27-20. And you have to give credit to Kansas City. They possessed the football this afternoon for more than 35 minutes, and they really kept the Houston Texans on their heels. They kept this defense out there. And, you know, credit to Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, because I look at this game, and you look at the Houston Texans. They came in feeling very good about themselves. They had the HBO Hard Knocks program. On top of that, it was a situation. You look at all the playmakers that they have on defense, but it was Kansas City that really dictated things from the get-go this afternoon, and that's why they were able to score the victory while Houston has to go back to the drawing board and do some retooling. Big week for Kansas City this Thursday night as they will host the Denver Broncos while the Texans will find themselves on the road taking on the Carolina Panthers. And speaking of those Carolina Panthers, they found themselves on the road this afternoon taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And of course, Carolina suffered a huge blow when they lost wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin in training camp to a torn ACL. But you know something? There's one thing about this Carolina Panthers team under head coach Ron Rivera. They are a very resilient bunch. And this was a tight game at the half. It was only 10-9. In favor of Jacksonville, because Carolina actually was trailing, Carolina was up by the score of 10-9 at the half, but they really turned it up a notch defensively in the second half. In the third quarter, Josh Norman picked off Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles and returned it 30 yards for the seven to give Carolina the 17-9 edge, and then a Graham Gano field goal in the fourth quarter iced it to give Carolina the 20-9 edge, which they would go on to win by that score this afternoon down there in Jacksonville. And, you know, it wasn't a pretty game from the Carolina Panthers, but the bottom line is they got their hand raised. And a bigger question mark for the Carolina Panthers is this now. As linebacker Luke Kuechly left this game with a concussion, and you're talking about the best middle linebacker in football right now, and the Panthers are already dealing with injuries at wide receiver. They cannot afford to have Luke Kuechly miss any extended period of time. Now, for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they weren't as effective on the ground as they needed to be, which meant that second-year quarterback Blake Bortles was passing a lot. This was a guy that was sacked a ton of times last year, and he didn't get it started on the right foot in 2015 as he was sacked 5 times this afternoon, which is not going to get it done. Now, you look ahead to week number 2 for both of these clubs. Carolina will have their home opener when they host the Houston Texans, while the Jacksonville Jaguars will be at home once more. This time, they will find themselves hosting the Miami Dolphins. Now, speaking of those Fins, they were in the nation's capital this afternoon to hope to take on the Washington Redskins. And, you know, Washington really surprised some people at first. They jumped out to the early 10-0 advantage late in the second quarter, but things kind of changed and the momentum changed when just before the first half ended, Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill was able to connect with Rishard Matthews on a 3-yard touchdown pass to make it 10-7. Now, it was 10-10 late in the fourth quarter when Jarvis Landry returned a punt 69 yards for the touchdown to give Miami their first lead of the game, and the Dolphins would hold on to win this afternoon by the score of 17-10. And like I said, the Redskins played a very good game. They just weren't good enough to win. They possessed the football this afternoon for over 37 minutes. They looked like an established football team out there. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is people are going to look back to this and say, you know what? Why wasn't RG3 playing? And I look at it like this. The Washington Redskins are a very dysfunctional franchise. And it got to the point today that Robert Griffin III did not even suit up. And if you're the Redskins and you're not going to play RG3, simply trade him or release him. There's another team out there that would be more than happy to have this guy suit up and be their starting quarterback. Now, on the flip side for the Dolphins, they are very happy to get things started on the right foot for them this season. A win is a win. Miami has been on the cusp of being a playoff team the last few years, and what they need right now is a quick start to this season. Now, for the Dolphins, they will be on the road once again next Sunday to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, while the Washington Redskins in week number 2 will find themselves at home again to take on the St. Louis Rams. So like I said, folks, there was plenty of exciting action this week in the NFL, and I'm going to keep it going as I'm going to talk about the game this afternoon in the desert between the New Orleans Saints and the Arizona Cardinals. And you look at a Saints team that has really been decimated by the salary cap, and also they haven't been drafting as effectively as they have been in years past, which means that more pressure has been put on Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Now, early on in this game for the Arizona Cardinals, they jumped out to the quick 7-0 lead when quarterback Carson Palmer connected with wide receiver John Brown on a 10-yard pass to give them the 7-0 advantage. Early in the second quarter, running back Andre Ellington scored from 1 yard out to give Arizona the 14-3 lead. And midway through the second quarter, the Saints offense would get going when Brees would connect with Brandon Coleman on a 12-yard pass to make it 14-10. Now it was 17-16 in favor of Arizona midway through the fourth quarter when Palmer would connect with tight end Darren Fells on a 17-yard pass to make it 24-16. After a Zach Hocker field goal made it 24-19, the Cardinals would ice the game late in the fourth quarter when David Johnson would be the recipient of a 55-yard touchdown pass from Palmer to make it 31-19, and the Cardinals would go on to defeat the Saints this afternoon by that score. Now, you look at Carson Palmer, who was returning from that knee injury last year. He was very efficient today as he was 19 of 32 passing for 307 yards. Wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald had a typical Larry Fitzgerald type game as he had 6 receptions for 87 yards. Now, you expect Mark Ingram, the Saints running back, to be effective coming out of the backfield, but he was the team's leading receiver this afternoon with 8 receptions for 98 yards. But simply, the Cardinals know how to get it done at home, and that was once again the case for the Bird Gang today as they got their season started on the right foot. Now, you look ahead to week number 2 for both of these teams, and New Orleans will find themselves at home as they will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, while Arizona will be on the road to take on the Chicago Bears.